Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eisha Torah. Our text is Conversations with Yourself, a practical guide to greater happiness, self-development, and self-empowerment. We're in Chapter 32. When things go well for you in any area of your life, rejoice. Be grateful to the Almighty for the good He has granted you. Many people discount the good in their lives. They think many thoughts that will needlessly cause them distress. Like they'll say something like this, I'm disappointed because though I am successful, I'm not as successful as I had wished. It's going well for me now, but how can I be certain that it won't go worse later? Or I feel bad that others have it better than I do. Or I worry that my good fortune won't last. Or other people might be envious of me and I hate to be the focus of someone else's envy, so I can't enjoy my good fortune. Or why should I feel joyful because of the good in my life? I expect things to go well. So when they go well, that's the way it should be. That's how people block themselves. Why is it so important to enjoy your good fortune? Because the highest level of love and appreciation is to experience love for our Father, our King, Creator and Sustainer of the universe. The more you appreciate the good that the Almighty sends your way, the more you will love and appreciate the giver of the good in your life. If you have joyful self-conversations, whenever you experience good things in your life, you'll always be able to find good things in your life. They are there, but you need to focus on them. A master of negative self-talk will be able to keep his mind busy with negativity, no matter how many things are going well in his life. He'll be busy with distress-causing self-conversations. This pattern will prevent positive thoughts from being at the forefront of his mind. It's a waste of his precious time on earth to indulge in this happiness-robbing practice. If you suddenly realize that your self-talk is preventing you from appreciating and enjoying the good in your life, immediately say to yourself, right now, I will increase my appreciation for all that is going well in my life. I'll increase my gratitude for the kindness that my Father, my King, is granting me. Celebrate the good things that happen to you. A loud and ostentatious celebration may not be appropriate, but you can always celebrate with quiet, joyful thoughts. Frequently think about the good fortune that you have already experienced in your life. Be grateful and joyful. Being joyful now for past situations will increase the amount of time that you experience joy. At any given moment in the future, you can once again recall those joy-producing thoughts. This, too, is something worth celebrating.